Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today.
Now, it may not seem like all that long ago that we waved them off, but it's midterm again, and that means that the kids are back under our feet. We love them, really. But how do you get your work done while still being a parent? Our resident productivity coach, Niamh Brady, is here with some short tips. How are you, Niamh?
Not too bad, guys. How are you doing?
We're very well. I know you're doing a workshop that people can go to. We're going to mention that in just a few minutes. But let's talk about how you managed to cope once again with the children around. Is it what are these tips? What can we do?
Yeah, it's like they're just gone and they're back again, right? So some people will be lucky enough to have got the coveted holidays for midterm, but many people will be trying to juggle them both, right? And the thing is, with the kids at home, every day is quite different. So I just say, if nothing else, take 10 minutes every morning just to plan out your day. You know, so some people might have to work hours in the evening, you know, when the kids are gone to bed to make up work. It's not ideal, but it just has to happen, you know. Or they might be trying to schedule screen time with meetings and stuff. But by just grabbing a cuppa, sitting down for 10 minutes and planning out your day, you just kind of take back control of it.
Yeah.
Which means that you're more able to handle what's coming. You know what you can do, you know what you can't do, and just sets you up, I suppose, in the right mood from the get-go. You know, so that's definitely the first thing that you can do.
Do you think you can communicate as well to the bosses that, like, maybe, you know, this is going to be a more difficult week than traditionally would be?
Yeah, absolutely. And ironically, it's probably the wrong word to use, but my two smallies are actually home this week. They're home at the moment. So I'm having to communicate with people. And like the first thing you can ask them is, look, is there anything that's actually not needed? Right. So tell them what you're planning to do for the week. And you might find out that there's one or two things on that list that is actually not that important.
That can get pushed next week.
Might be pushed for next week, or maybe somebody else can do it, or maybe it's not needed at all, you know. So by having that conversation, you're able to agree with your manager or whoever it is what's actually important. So you're not running around in circles to find out that maybe you didn't need to do all of that after all. So, and again, it helps you fit the important stuff into the day. So that's a great thing. If you have a manager that you have that relationship with that you can talk to quite easily, just pick up the phone and have a chat with them, or pop over to them if you're back into the office, you know.
Is that where a lot of the stress comes from? Is sort of not really planning out on paper or even in our heads properly how the day is going to go. And it, sort of subconsciously, we've got an unrealistic timetable that we know we have all this work to do. We know we have the kids and we're hoping that it's going to work out. Is there potential for adjusting the working day in terms of admitting, okay, I can't get everything done in the hours of 9 to 4 or 5. So maybe I'm going to have to get up a little bit earlier, or I'm going to work a little bit later in the evening and then actually enjoy my time with the kids in the afternoon without putting myself under that pressure.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Like, and it's nothing complex. It's literally just you're jotting down on a piece of paper, you know, from your start time in the morning when the kids get up to whatever time you go to bed, and say, how am I going to figure out my day today? You know, I might do some work in the evening so that I can hang out with them during the day for an hour or two. But by putting in this specific work that you're going to do, you know, so for example, oh, at 7 o'clock this evening, I'm going to catch up on my admin for the day. Perfect. I know at 11 o'clock this morning, I have to go to that meeting. So I'm going to ask my workmate to, you know, speak up for me if I have to stay on mute, and I'm going to put the kids in front of the iPad for the half an hour.
Yeah.
But like, just by planning it out first, you're just saying, okay, actually, do you know what? I can do this. This can be done. And now I have some kind of map that I'm going to follow for the day. It's just like anything else. It gives you back control of your time so the day doesn't run away from you, you know?
And what are the 4 D's? I know you've got them listed down as 4 D's, or 4 things you can do through the day.
Yeah, so like the 4 D's of time management is called. It's do, defer, delegate, and delete. But I always say reverse them. Reverse and start with delete.
Okay, like, right.
Begin with delete. Like, is there anything that's not needed? And then next, delegate. Like, is there somebody who can help you with something? Because there's probably people on your team that aren't in the same situation. So they might be able to pick up the slack for you for a day or two, you know? And help each other out a bit, and then see what you can push off to next week, and you're left with the stuff that's really important. But what I would say is, like, if you've got the smallies at home, it's not the time to tackle that brand new, big, hairy, scary project. Like, there's probably things on your list that have been lingering that aren't too difficult, maybe a bit boring to do. They're the perfect things to knock off your list when the kids are around, because you can just finish the expense report, you know, finish that PowerPoint deck that's almost finished, but you just weren't motivated to do it. Those small ones, do those. Don't tackle the big, brand new, super challenging work when you're trying to do effectively two jobs at once.
And Niamh, obviously we are supposedly returning to some class of normality. People are going back to offices in dribs and drabs. What's your feel for dealing, you know, with so many people in different employment situations? What are you experiencing on the ground? And, you know, how are people mostly still hybrid? And what are the things they're still facing with and the challenges they're still finding difficult?
Yeah, so what I found at the moment is that those people who are starting to go into the office find that they actually missed it more than they realised. Mm. But it's kind of combined with a sense of nervousness. It's like, I'm delighted to be there, but I don't know, is it too soon? It's a weird situation. So for them, they're not sure then if they can go back to being fully remote for a week if they need to, you know, because they've made the leap into hybrid. Now they're kind of like, can I go back home for a week because I need it? And those who are still working from home, I suppose, just with us heading into winter season, are very much trying to eke the last few weeks out of remote working, you know. So it's very much a mixed bag. And everybody is, I suppose, keen to move on, but yet not keen to move on too fast, if you know what I mean.
And how are people coping with the big empty workplaces? I was doing a meditation talk in a big company recently, and it's obviously designed for, you know, thousands of people to be on site, and you know, it's like an abandoned airport at the moment, and I think people are finding that really weird, because it just sort of amplifies this sense of emptiness. And I think that's the same for a lot of those big companies that are used to catering for such huge numbers. It's just not going to be like that anymore, and people find it weird.
Yeah, it's a bit eerie, isn't it? Because I was on site there last week, and I was walking through an office floor, and you could hear my heels thump, 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 thump through the whole office. Like, it was really quiet. So very self-aware of moving through, because there's only a handful of heads, you know, around the place. But like, what I've been saying to people on that is, coordinate with one of your work buddies, you know, make sure that you know somebody else who's in the office on the same day as you, so you can grab a coffee together or grab a lunch together. And that goes a long way then to kind of make it feel less like you're working in an empty airport, to your point.
Makes sense.
Having familiar faces is a good way to kind of just manage that. And I think your team leader, your manager, should be making more of an effort to kind of build that spirit.
Well, look, if anyone's listening and is looking for a better work day, then you have a workshop coming up in Glendora. It's on Thursday. How do people find out about it, and what is it going to be about?
Yeah, so it's an in-person workshop. Socially distanced, of course, but I'm very excited. So they can find out on my website, or it's on Eventbrite. And I basically be bringing people through my entire end-to-end A Better Workday program, so that they can, you know, reduce the overwhelm and go back to enjoying work, stop working overtime, stop being stressed for unnecessary reasons, and really get the most out of their workday. So I'm very excited to finally put away the PowerPoint and get out the sticky notes and work with people in person again.
Okay, well, neavebrady.com is the website to go to, or as Niamh said, Eventbrite as well. Niamh, thanks for sharing those tips with us today, as always.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.